Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. In previous programs, we have discussed the state of the dead, the meaning of the Greek word aeon, and the nature of the soul. In keeping with these topics, I want to discuss the doctrine of eternal conscious torment. There is no human mind that could possibly understand what eternal conscious torment means. Orthodox Christianity has no room in this awful creed for the slightest pity. The worst murderer and the simplest child, the ignorant and the retarded, are all alike cast into this awful hell without mercy, without end, tormented forever. Now, we've heard about the cruelty of past civilizations and what Hitler did to the Jewish people, but these things are nothing. Let me repeat, these things are nothing when compared to the awful tortures that are reserved by the Orthodox believers' God for all the unsaved. If you are not a hard-hearted person, the mere thought of eternal conscious torment will sicken you. You won't be able to eat or sleep. Think about how this belief affects the actions of people. Let's look at Queen Mary. This is what she said a long time ago. Quote, "As the souls of heretics are hereafter to be eternally burning in hell, there can be nothing more proper than for me to imitate the divine vengeance by burning them on earth." Unquote. And that is exactly what she did. Her creed compelled her deed. One commentator, misinterpreting the phrase "the smoke of their torment" in Revelation, said this, quote, "This display of the divine character and glory will be most entertaining and give the highest pleasure to those who love God and raise their happiness to ineffable heights." Unquote. He also went on to say that if this torment ever ceased and this fire be extinguished, it would in a great measure obscure the light of heaven and put an end to a great part of the happiness and glory of the redeemed. Did you hear that? Could it possibly be that when we're in heaven, that we will be so changed that we shall witness the screaming, tortured, suffering masses, even witness the torture of some of our loved one, perhaps a son or a daughter or even a parent? Could it possibly be that we will be so changed that we will look on their torture with calm enjoyment and give glory to God? Is this the truth of God? Now, we have not overstated the conception of hell that has been taught by Orthodoxy one bit. If you believe in hell and are mad at me for what I've said, you are either dishonest or deceived. Let's quote Jonathan Edwards, the darling of the evangelicals. This is what he said, quote, "Imagine yourself to be cast into a fiery oven or into a great furnace, where your pain would be as much greater than that occasioned by accidentally touching a coal of fire, as the heat is greater. Imagine also that your body were to lie there for a quarter of an hour, all the while full of quick scents. What horror would you feel at the entrance of such a furnace? And how long would that quarter of an hour seem to you? And after you had endured it for a minute, how overbearing would it be to think that you had to endure it the other 14 minutes? But what would be the effect on your soul if you knew you must lie there enduring that torment to the full for 24 hours? And how much greater would be the effect if you knew that you must endure it for a whole year? And how vastly greater still if you knew you must endure it for 1,000 years? Oh, then how would your heart sink if you thought, if you knew, that you must bear it forever and ever, that there would be no end? That after millions of ages, your torment would be no nearer to an end than ever it was, and that you never, never would be delivered." Unquote. Now, if you were not sickened by that quote, you have been hardened. You may ask why I'm quoting all this, and the reason is that the awful doctrine of eternal torment must be presented for what it is, an outright satanic lie and a slander upon the character of God. Satan has used proof text to teach this awful doctrine. The doctrine of hell has produced a salvation by works Christianity and a self-righteous Christianity. The doctrine of eternal torment goes hand in hand with salvation by works, and even the nullifying of what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished in his death and resurrection. There's more to come on this topic, so stay tuned. We will examine the scriptures and not the traditions and creeds of men. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.